Welcome to episode 1. Let us visit the dining room of a house in rural England. It's late morning, and Ed is eating the sort of breakfast that makes one proud to be British.
Delicious. This breakfast makes me proud to be British.
His wife is in the room with him. She agrees with his sentiments.
There is something about the carefully chosen flavours, textures and aesthetic delights of an English breakfast that make me think it is the greatest ever contributor to human happiness.
Indeed. Anne, your sense on these matters is why I married you. There is nothing quite like a full-cooked English breakfast to make a fellow lean back, salute the monarch, sing the national anthem and wave the Union Jack as he ponders what to do before the cricket starts.
Anne agrees. But she has one small proviso.
Although you do eat too much.
I need a big breakfast. It's the big anti-lockdown march later. I need strength to fight the police brutality.
I thought that the police bowed down to protesters nowadays.
They do. But only if you're a leftist antifa type, wanting destruction of the nuclear family, defunding of the police and decolonization of potatoes. If you want the country to be free and for the citizens to enjoy the freedom to sit on a bench or go inside a pub, then the police like to use truncheons first. And truncheons second, followed by handcuffs and more truncheons. Before being forced to let you go with no charge. Are you coming with me?
And does enjoy a day out in London. But she prefers to spend it shopping rather than protesting on the streets. Anyway, she has other plans.
You make it sound delightful, but I've arranged to stare at my mother through the window of a nursing home. It's an outrage she hasn't been allowed out for a year.
Ed thinks that every cloud has a silver lining, but he is too well versed in the dynamics of marriage to say so.
Don't you agree?
Government policy has been an outrage in almost every way possible. Could you get that?
I'm just fetching the post.
Okay. I'll leave these delicious bacon and eggs to answer the phone. Hello?
Hello, I'm phoning from the surgery. Have you booked your vaccination?
Who was it?
The doctor's surgery.
Again, that's the 75th phone call in 3 days.
Not to mention the text messages. Any post?
Just 11 letters from the surgery asking us to book a vaccination, and a flyer from the government saying if we go outside without a mask we might be committing murder. I'm beginning to think I might have a jab, just to shut them up.
Why are they so keen to jab everyone?
To protect us. We should be grateful we have such a conscientious government.
Are you mad? See if the surgery will book you in. Not for a vaccine, but for a head scan.
See an actual doctor? Impossible. If I did need a head scan, they'd just ask to see a photo of the back of my head and try and diagnose what was wrong from that. But we should give the government the benefit of the doubt.
Indeed we should, but there is no doubt of which to give them the benefit. Oscar Wilde was bang on the money when he said, election to the House of Commons is the best method ever invented to keep the country's streets free of our most profligate scoundrels.
Ed looks at his watch. It is almost time for him to catch the train to London. He quickly eats 3 more sausages and leans back in delight. He salutes the monarch, sings the national anthem, gives the Union Jack a quick wave, and stands up to start the day. Thank you for listening to this first experimental episode. See you next time when Ed starts his journey to London. Will the police take the knee to him? Will he be arrested for walking down Oxford Street? Find out in our next exciting episode.